Off the Ball. GAA.
In today's game, as a player, you need to be able to manage yourselves on the pitch, but management need to be able to get messages in and alter how you're playing if it's not working. And I thought Cork and Dublin for the whole 70 minutes played the exact same way, seeing that it wasn't going right and that it wasn't working.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball. GAA.
So, Aisling, we're here at the launch of the Leinster Championship. That's hugely exciting times ahead. I suppose, first things first, you have a league final to look forward to yourselves as well before. So, a really busy time for you and your squad.
Yeah, we do. We have Clare on Sunday. It's a double header in Nolan Park, so we're really looking forward to that.
It must be just, such a busy time then, no doubt, and such an exciting time in the squad.
Yeah, we've had five good matches, so thankfully, a bit of hard work is we're getting a reward and we'll have a good go on Sunday.
Yeah, with those matches, well, are you like most players, you like to be playing regularly rather than the slog of training?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You look ahead to the Leinster Championship as well. Once you can park the small matter of the weekend to one side as well, what are the hopes, what are the aspirations, what gets you excited about the Leinster Championship for this year?
Well, awfully in the first round, so take it match by match. It's another chance to win. We haven't won a Leinster Championship in a long time, so we'll definitely be on for it this year.
Yeah, that was just one thing that stood out, isn't it? That's surely something, a mark on the wall, isn't it?
Yeah, big time. Kilkenny have got us a few times. There's been a few close matches, but hopefully this year we can make it right.
It's a small margin, isn't it, at times?
Yeah.
It's such an exciting time. How do you approach then game by game? Are you a nervous sort of individual, or you focus on here and now, or have you long term goals in as well for the year ahead?
More so game by game. So we're very excited for the Leinster, but like this weekend is the league final, so we'll go after that first.
And the support that Dublin have got in the last while in terms of the support from the supporters, etc. You know, we've seen lovely scenes at the ends of games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're trying to make those and create those special memories for, I suppose, not just the squad, but the whole of the young girls and young boys watching on as well.
Yeah, it's nice. The last couple of matches has been good crowd, and after they come on and autographs and pictures and all that kind of stuff. So it's nice we're getting bigger numbers at the games.
Yeah, we've seen the success of the footballers as well. So
yeah.
Kind of want to kind of swing off your side of the bandwagon there as well.
Hopefully keeps coming.
And then I suppose you look ahead, if you can get back to Nolan Park again, that's primarily the semi-finals will take place later on in the year. There's a lot to look forward to, there's a lot to achieve to get there, but there is, exciting times ahead to look forward to.
Definitely. It's going to be an exciting year, so hopefully it all comes off.
Well, the best of luck, busy time, league final and then the Leinster Championship on the horizon. Best of luck for the year ahead, and let's hope you're creating those special memories.
Thank you very much. Off the Ball,
GAA. So, Amy, the Championship is on the horizon. We're here in beautiful surroundings looking to head to the Leinster Championship. How is all in the camp?
Yeah, there's a good buzz in the camp. As I said, looking forward to next weekend, doubleheader with the hurlers. So hopefully we get a good crowd in for it and hopefully get the win then and push on for the semi-final if all goes well.
Yeah, you see small positive steps today, the two associations come together here for the launch combined. But I think really tangible is the doubleheaders in terms of the same venue, just making the norm that you are playing alongside your male counterparts.
Exactly.
From a player involved in as well, that must streamline a lot of things, just make things a lot easier for your viewpoint.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a step forward in the right direction, hopefully for next year with the full integration. And hopefully there will be a few more matches like that in the rest of the year. We're playing Wexford and I know the hurlers are too, so hopefully we can get something out of that. And again, look, if supporters are going to the hurling, we hope they come to ours, come that hour or two earlier and support the two and hopefully get a good crowd in for it.
Yeah, because there's just no reason why you wouldn't have the doubleheader. It just makes total sense, doesn't it, in terms of logistics all around?
Yeah, definitely. And I think supporters, as I said, they will come if the matches aren't. Hopefully, home game as well. First round of the championship for the lads, Leinster quarter final for us. They're two big games, and we need all the support we can get. So it's definitely a good step for next weekend. Yeah.
Have you noticed as a player, like, the integration almost becomes a taboo word at times? A deadline has been given. We're still not sure.
Yeah, I think it's so talked about now that we're just kind of, these little steps are all adding up, and hopefully next year then it'll just be kind of the norm when the time comes. All these little things are definitely steps in the right direction for next year.
And I suppose, like, the one thing that you touched on there for me that strikes out is having the crowd in an opportunity to come into play, because not that, look, you'll play, no doubt, on a field of grass anywhere, but to have a crowd there to give that visibility, but just from the playing point of view as well, it must make such a difference.
Yeah, such a difference. And you know, when you hear the crowd roaring, it does, if you're down a point or up a point or whatever, it makes such a difference when you hear that crowd getting behind you. And you know, camogie matches don't bring in the biggest crowds at the best of times, but hopefully next weekend there will be a big crowd, and it'll drive us on a bit more, especially with a home game, home supporters. And yeah,
certain chant that kind of ringing in my head right now as well, isn't there? Ufolio, Ufolio.
Yeah.
I suppose if you want to joke or just throw that tangent out then as well, getting those moments, getting those levels of excitement now for you guys on the playing pitch now as well, That's the target, no doubt, ahead of the Leinster Championship.
Yeah, definitely, because having the supporters there, having that noise in the crowd, as I said, it really does drive on the players, and hopefully it would help get us over the line for, you know, a point down, 2 points down, so every little helps. Yeah,
looking forward to then focus on the playing side of things. Are you looking forward to the challenge ahead?
Yeah, definitely. We had Dublin a few weeks ago in the league, and you know, we didn't get the result we wanted on the day. I think we weren't happy with our performance at all, so it's good to get a second crack at the whip now and hopefully put up a better performance against them next weekend. Yeah,
because been a lot of good work, like has been in many counties as well, to get to situations like this. Now it's to push on ultimately, isn't it, really?
Exactly, yeah. And as I said, then the week after it'll be a semi-final, so whoever wins next weekend is up against Carlo in that, so it's a real opportunity for us and we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Do you enjoy these occasions now? Training's probably getting wind down a little bit, is it?
Yeah, well, we'd no winding down this week, we trained hard, but next week we'll probably be on the wind down, and really looking forward to it. You know, these games bring out the best in players, so hopefully that'll happen for us next weekend.
What would be a positive outcome you're looking back to this time next year then as well, on the year ahead? Obviously you don't want to give away the inside learnings, but what do you hope to achieve?
Coming off from intermediate, you know, we knew it was going to be tough this year. All our matches so far have been tough. As I said last year, you know, our toughest game of the year was probably the All-Ireland or the All-Ireland semi-final, and I think every match this year has kind of been the same. So I think the aim for us, look, we're definitely looking at a quarter-final. I don't see why we can't get there. We have the players, we have the enthusiasm and the passion as well. So yeah, I think a quarter-final and then we'll go from there.
That's a good starting point, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a whole freshness in there with the Leinster Champions, with Carlo as well, obviously coming up as well. That's what needed, isn't it? Really kind of spreading it around a little bit more and making the game as visible as possible.
Yeah, definitely. And it's good for teams, you know, to get a shot at other teams that maybe you wouldn't have to play. We won't be playing Carlo, you know, in the Leinster Championship or in the All-Ireland Championship. So it's good to get a crack at them as well. And yeah, it's good for teams to just see each other and get to play teams that they mightn't get to play, you know, on the All-Ireland Championship.
Enjoy the doubleheader. Hopefully you need the earmuffs and the shouting from the terraces is nice and loud. And the best of luck in the year ahead.
Thank you very much.
Off the ball, GAA.
So, Cuiva, we're here in beautiful surroundings, looking ahead to the launch of the Leinster Championship. Penny, for your thoughts, an exciting time, no doubt.
Yeah, exciting time. I suppose you recap at the end of the league, and we got a few days break as well in between, which is nice to just kind of relax and reflect on everything that happened and then regroup and kind of put your wishes forward for the championship ahead. So no, looking forward to it. Happy to get back training and get back at it again.
Yeah, the league does give you that tangible line of the sand. Are you happy the way things have gone so far?
I suppose you would have been happy with our first two performances. Heading up to Galway and getting a win there, I think, was just a massive boost for the group, and gave us a little bit of confidence. And then the win against Tip kind of backed that up as well. I suppose the last three matches probably would have been maybe a little bit disappointed with our performance in general, no matter how the scoreline ended up. So just trying to look at that and take what we can and bring it into our next matches now in the Leinster and All-Ireland Championship.
Yeah, the championship gives everyone a bit of fresh leaf, lease of life, doesn't it? The excitement goes on through the roof. Clocks are back, pitches are drier, crowds get bigger, everything. Busy time for you guys.
No, it's nice to be training there on Tuesday, and it's nice to be able to knock out with any jumpers on or anything like that. So looking forward to that side of things as well. But yeah, no, especially like pitches available, you're ready to get going to training as well. But no, it's really exciting. You're just being able to reflect and see what went well. Like at the start of the year, until you play a match, you don't really know where you're at. You can think things are going great and they're not. So it just gives that time to reflect on what went well and maybe what needs to change going into the future matches.
I'd imagine though there's still a huge confidence going forward to the Leinster Championship now.
Yeah, you look forward to it. You can't be playing games. We have few weeks now of training, but you can't be kind of getting to the matches and just seeing where you're at against a competitive team. But no, trying to bring maybe new things into it, looking at what you can improve, but real excitement going ahead. Like, there's a really young group of girls there, but they're all flying it and they're all pushing everyone for positions, which is what you need. But I think there's definitely a good team spirit going on there at the moment.
Yeah, it's, that's a common theme. Lucky enough to speak to various camps and various players and captain and management. Fresh players gives a new lease of life to everyone, doesn't it, really? You're looking over your shoulder training, someone's running a bit faster, trying to impress. It's that freshness that you can't beat, is it?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with the young ones sometimes. We're not so young anymore. But no, fresh players, fresh management definitely brings just a new lease of life into everything. And you don't, there's no kind of nothing mundane about training. Everything's new drills, new ideas, new tactics, so it's just really exciting, and there's loads of learning to be done as well, which is great.
You've a couple of big games to look forward to in the Leinster Championship then as well, of course.
Yeah, I suppose looking forward to Wexford first is probably the main objective at the moment, and that's where our focus is. So looking forward to another competitive match like that after the break. Once league ends, it's nice to kind of get that break, and then excited then to go back training and looking forward to playing Wexford.
Yeah, down at Wexford Park, they'll be hoping to make the place quite noisy down there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they will as well. I'm sure they'll succeed in that. Yeah, windy spot now, but no. I don't know if they'll take that as a compliment. but looking forward to going down there. It's nice to get a stadium as well for our matches too, so we'll take that as a bonus.
Yeah, it's funny, that becomes a common theme speaking around everyone. Obviously, there's a bit of forward thinking here as well, which is great to see. Both associations together combined for the launch. Grounds, you touched on there as well, becoming more available. Important conversations are ongoing at the moment. As a player, being on the front of it, that makes your life a lot easier, no doubt.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it just makes it that when it does happen, it's not a big deal that going to play in Nolan Park for a championship match isn't once in a blue moon, and that your first time doing it isn't when you're with the senior camogie team, that you're getting those chances throughout your county career, or even with school, with secondary schools, that their matches are on there as well. It just makes it kind of less daunting when it comes to those big days. You don't want to say that you didn't play well on a final or a championship day because you're on in a stadium. That should just be par and parcel, like it is for the lads playing hurling as well.
That is an interesting note, a different viewpoint of looking at it, actually, I confess. But the fact that it's just normal, it doesn't disappear from the conversation, is the end goal, no doubt.
Yeah, that it's not a topic that comes up at all, that it's just nearly taken as a given. So no, I look forward to that now.
Yeah, I think we all do. There's another I word there that won't probably put you under pressure there as well. Slowly, I think, but surely we're getting there.
Yeah. No, we are. I think there's definitely moves being made in the right direction. Like, the GPA put a massive work in looking towards equality in all of it, in all aspects of our game. So no, I definitely think there's improvements being made, and sure, there's always going to be improvements that you can make in all aspects too.
Absolutely. Well, short term, we'll look ahead to the Leinster Championship, the very best of luck with it, and to whatever the year develops in after that for you guys.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
You.
Off the ball, GAA. So Kiva, looking ahead now to the launch of the Leinster Championship, college is coming to an end.
Yeah.
Pitches are getting harder. Stuff becomes very exciting right now.
Yeah, it is. We just finished college there not too long ago, and now we're back on the hard pitch training away, so see how we get on.
I'm sure you won't miss those commutes up and down. You're based in Dublin as well, so you won't miss those.
Yeah, based in Dublin for college, so hopefully we're just at the end of it now, and it'll be getting a bit easier.
Exams to one side?
Exams. We have an exam now at the end of April, but nearly there.
Yeah, well, plenty of exams on the pitch then, isn't there, coming forward as well?
Yeah, we have to see who we're playing against. I think we've Kilkenny now in the Leinster semi, so there'll be a challenge, but we'll look forward to it.
I suppose if we take a step back, the fact that we're here today with the, I suppose, the Men's Association as well, it's a positive day to see the two bodies doing a bit of joint thinking, isn't it,
this launch? Oh, it's massive for the camogie. Like, it's great promotion, so it's a great day out.
And we've seen that as well, I suppose. Maybe it's a slight knock-on effect. The crowds have become busier. I know there is a couple of double headers combined through the Leinster Championship as well. As a player, those positive, they might seem like simple steps, but I suppose it has taken a long time at times, but they're positive, they're exciting things. They kind of make everything a little bit more worthwhile, don't
they? It's great, like, great coming out and even playing in like the big stadiums now, just seeing a bit of a crowd there, it's massive. It makes it so much easier to go out and play, so it's a great idea.
And you get a bit of buzz as well, new support as well. We've seen that with various counties.
Yeah. The support is just, it's great now. So
on the pitch then as well, if it is the stars align, more than likely Kilkenny you will play. That's a daunting challenge, an exciting challenge. What side of the coin do you...
No, we had Kilkenny, we met them in the Leinster final last year, and got bit, but it wasn't too bad. We didn't play great, so hopefully now we give them a good challenge this year, and it's a home in Wexford Park, so that'll add to it too. So,
oh, that is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It just helps so much. So,
from last year then as well, do you take the good, the bad, you know, learnings from that game as well?
Yeah, so like we've a lot to work on from last year, but now hopefully we can take them challenges and bring it in, give them a right rattle this year.
Do you embrace this time of year then as well, or are you looking forward to the matches actually starting?
It's sort of, we're in between the league and championship now, but we're getting there, so look forward to the matches starting now again. The dry weather make it easier.
Suppose the championship. So what do you, without giving away state secrets inside, what will be a positive year for Wexford?
I suppose get to a Leinster final and give that a good rattle, and hopefully like get to a quarter final, get out of that group now. That'd be massive for us, so we'll aim at that.
Plenty of targets for the year ahead.
Plenty of targets, yeah.
Plenty of Wexford Park should be buzzing when that
around, yeah. Get a good crowd in Wexford Park now, that'll really help us, and then hopefully get a good game.
Very good. Well, that's the exciting thing in the short term, not too very far away. The clocks are back, so everything to look forward to. We wish you the very best of luck for the year ahead, and let's hope it's a special time for you.
Thank
and your
you.
Side.
Thanks very much.
Off the ball, GAA.
Rachel, huge excitement in the air. The Leinster Championship is on the horizon, and I suppose it's a big challenge for you and your squad, and a big step up for Carla Camogie this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just after coming up from intermediate, so huge step up, like you said, but something that you want to be playing at, you know, you want to be playing at your highest standard. And yeah, so we have the winners of Offaly or Wexford to look forward to in 3 weeks' time. So yeah, really exciting. Yeah.
Talk to me about that, I suppose, mental mind game in terms of that step up that does arise, because ultimately the winner and the warrior inside you wants to play at the highest possible level, which is this in this scenario. But then there's probably, is there a little bit of reality kicks in as well? You go, oh, things will have to be different, things will have to improve, and that, I suppose, that mental challenge.
Yeah, so I suppose you probably don't look at that until maybe the day of the match and then you're playing and you're like, ooh, where am I at? But look, for now, like, all we're doing is going, playing as we're going, and we have new management and stuff this year, so just still getting to wraps of that just after the league and seeing how we're playing ourselves. And all you can do, I suppose, is train as hard as you can, and hopefully it works out on the day and see where it takes you. Yeah,
that old cliche, it's still a pitch, it's still 30 players, etc. Yeah. etc.
Yeah, just everyone has their own player. Yeah. That'll never die.
Yeah, of course, but I suppose that's the challenge ultimately, is we might have a little bit of giggle about it or whatnot in terms of that step up.
Yeah, no,
possibly it does take time at a time like this. It's a big learning on the job, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely, like it will be a huge step up. It'll be like the higher standard that we've ever played at, like most players on the pitch, and look, it's going to be something that hopefully come out the better of it, but like it will be, even for this year, like it's going to be a huge learning curve and something that we're excited for, but that we're just going to see how it takes us and see how we go. Yeah, absolutely.
Just taking that a strand further, is that something you have to probably go back to your time in college, etc., playing against the players from different counties, you know, catch on to stuff like that, you know, your that muscle memory, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. So like, you know, you never know who you're coming up against, I suppose, and like there could be girls that you might have even played underage that you're like, oh, do you know, so you just have to see, I suppose, them as the same as you, and that you're all just trying to get through the game as well. And yeah.
So we talked about that challenge, that excitement that comes. What do you class, or what's the target for the year ahead, or like what will be a good year for Carlo and yourself personally?
Yeah, well, I suppose this year, yeah, so compete at Leinster is something that we'd obviously really want. So we got straight through to Leinster semi-final with the draw, so see how that takes us. But then obviously we have All-Ireland series just on the back of that, so we have a group that we know who the players we're kind of playing now. We've played most of them in league anyway. We've actually played them all in league just gone, so yeah, hopefully get as far as we can with the All-Ireland series, because it's definitely there for our take, and we just need to, I suppose, have belief and go with it. Yep, absolutely.
And it's all part of a progress of the improvement of Carla Camogie as well, no doubt.
Yeah, so last year when we won the Leinster Intermediate, it was such a huge step up, so it was some silver that we hadn't gotten for 2 years now. So yeah, like going in the right direction, it's just to keep that, I suppose, momentum and keep going. Like it's a long gap, I suppose, coming off league and then going into Leinster, like there's like 4 weeks in between each. So it's just trying to keep the momentum going and keep players, I suppose, still challenged, in the sense that like you still want to be going to train and want to play their matches when they do come. But yeah, no, it's in the right direction, but we just need to keep driving on now, I suppose, as well.
Well, enjoy the sailing towards the Leinster Championship and everything that it comes with it, and the very best luck for the year ahead.
Thanks a million, thank you.
Off the ball, GAA.